Now, here's a question for you. Which community has the best water tower in the state? I'm not talking about how well they work or how much they cost or how well built it is. I'm talking about looks. Wisconsin has quite a variety of water towers with different shapes, heights, colors, fonts, maybe a slogan, even one with a giant smiley face. In addition to pressurizing water for distribution, the towers serve as landmarks and, according to our guest, can tell stories. Anne Marie Hilton is a business reporter with the Sheboygan Press. Anne Marie, good to have you back with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I think a lot of us are, you know, drive by water towers. We might look at the same one day after day without thinking about them. What got you thinking about taking a closer look at them?
Yeah, well, I am one of those people. And actually, from our office, we can see those three Kohler towers. And we just had a conversation one day in the newsroom, just asking what is all about with these water towers.
And you looked back at the history. First of all, what do water towers do for us?
Oh, they serve a lot of purposes. For example, if there is a power outage, they hold enough water to hopefully get the city through a power outage. They keep your water pressurized, and they can be used in emergency situations such as a fire. So fire trucks can access all of that water at once quickly.
And you write that in terms of Wisconsin history, they were really markers of settlement and development in the state. Can you share a little of that story?
Yeah, absolutely. So in Beloit, for example, in the 1870s, they built a limestone octagonal shaped tower. And that was done because the people in the area really wanted a public water center and a place for better fire protection as well. So that and other ones similar to it are actually on the National Register of Historic Places now.
One more story you mentioned. A strange phrase appeared on a Green Bay water tower, area water tower, just before a Packers-Bears game. What went up there and how?
Yes. So a tower in Ashwaubenon actually said, "Go Bears," could be seen from Lambeau Field. And that was done because there was a Chicago-based crew who was working on the tower earlier that day. And, you know, some good rivalry fun. They thought it would be nice to paint "Go Bears" right across the front and center of the water tower.
We heard from a couple listeners on the Ideas Network Facebook page about their favorites. Pete wrote Eagles Smiley Face Water Tower, and Robert wrote Whitefish Bay. It's what one of our producer Bill Martins calls a pancake water tower, the wide thing with lots of columns. What are some of the unique ones you've seen or written about around the state, Anne Marie?
Absolutely. So there's one in Plymouth, Wisconsin, actually, that looks more like a windmill, but it used to be a water tower. And then there are two in Plover, actually. One is white with a beautiful new paint job and some clean lines. And then just in its shadow, there is one painted all black. And people who live in the area have created this little myth that they're a dueling sign of good and evil.
And that smiley face one that Pete mentioned, that's just an example of how communities try to, I don't know, sell a message about themselves. What kind of things do you see on water towers as, you know, communities use them as landmarks?
Yeah. So actually one in Kakana has two lightning bolt looking items on it. And that's a nod to their history with hydroelectricity. So not only do towns like to use the towers to add a little bit of personality, but they sometimes use it as a nod to their history as well.
Now you have a March Madness bracket going on for Wisconsin's best water tower. It started on Monday, and I guess we're down to the final four already. Who is still in the running?
Yeah, so it's that Plymouth Tower that I mentioned that looks like a windmill, the Beloit Tower that is an octagon, and then the Kohler trio of towers, and then one in Monroe that is also a historic tower.
And if people haven't gotten in on the bracket yet, are you still taking votes even if people weren't in it from the beginning?
Absolutely, absolutely. People can still vote.
And how do they do that?
They can find it on our website, or it's linked to your website as well, actually.
Anne Marie, thanks a lot for sharing this with us today.
Thank you.
Anne Marie Hilton is a business reporter at the Sheboygan Press. We talked to her about the history, purpose, and cultural significance of the water towers of Wisconsin. If you want to vote in the semifinals and finals of the Sheboygan Press water tower bracket, you can find a link at WPR.org/centraltime.